Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today, we step back to May 17, 1900, and into the pages of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, where a headline declared in firm, uncompromising terms, "They shall not sell liquor." This article captured a debate unfolding at the time, one centered on the role and responsibility of school teachers in Barbadian society. The Education Board had issued a directive forbidding elementary school teachers from selling alcohol or even having an interest in liquor-related businesses. The decision grew criticism in some quarters, with concerns that it was too restrictive, especially for teachers seeking additional income. At the heart of the board's position was a moral argument. Teachers, they argued, were not just educators, they were role models, particularly for children of working class families. At a time when alcohol was widely seen as a social ill, linked to poverty, poor decision making, and what the article calls thriftlessness and carelessness, it was considered inappropriate for educators to be associated with its sale. The article warned that intoxicating liquors could act as a snare to the young, encouraging early exposure and unhealthy habits. For a society already grappling with economic challenges, the fear was that such influences would deepen hardship, contributing to the rising burden of poor relief, what they referred to then as the poor rates. But beyond theory, there had been a real incident, one that seemed to have prompted decisive action. The article recounts the case of a female teacher whose name appeared on the license of a liquor shop. She was brought before the police court, charged with keeping the establishment open beyond legal hours and allowing gambling on the premises. After investigation, she was convicted and her license was revoked. For the Education Board, this was more than an isolated misstep. It was unacceptable. It was a reputational issue that reflected not just on the individual, but on the entire teaching profession. So, on May 3rd, 1900, the board issued a formal circular. It was addressed to supervising ministers who oversaw schools, and it made the board's position clear. They strongly disapproved of teachers keeping shops that sold alcohol or having any interest in such businesses. Teachers were to be informed accordingly. Interestingly, the board struck a measured tone. They stated they did not wish to act harshly or abruptly. Instead, they allowed for a period of adjustment, but they also made it clear that non-compliance would have consequences. If a teacher continued such involvement, the board would withdraw financial support or the grant from the school. This was no small matter, as grants were essential for a school's survival. The article goes on to clarify an important point. This restriction applied specifically to the sale of liquor. Teachers were not being barred from all forms of business, only those tied to alcohol. And in closing, the newspaper offers its own judgment. It supports the board's action, arguing that criticism of the policy as an unfair burden to teachers does not hold up, and in their view, the decision was both reasonable and necessary. And so, from a single newspaper column in 1900, we glimpse a society balancing economic realities with strong moral expectations, placing greater responsibility on educators as role models. It also shows that debates about professionalism, public conduct, and social influence have long shaped Barbadian society.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.